Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Stephen, 10 in the morning now, 7:46 here on a Wednesday. Three big things. Wichita Riverfront Master Plan unveiled, minus Century 2. Democrats debate in Iowa, talking health care, climate change, and impeachment.
One.
Senate ready to receive articles of impeachment from the House today. Three big things, Stephen, Ted on KNSS.
We still have a traffic slowdown, a big one here, southbound I-135 at the 8th and 9th Street exits, just north of there. We've got a vehicle that actually went down into the canal there, so it's an injury traffic accident southbound. I-135 north of 8th and 9th Street. Avoid the area. They do have the left two lanes closed. The right lane is closed. Traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. I'm Jed Chambers.
Morning fog, then partly cloudy and breezy today with a high of 46 degrees. Yesterday's high, by the way, 59. Partly cloudy and cool tonight, the overnight low 21. Thursday, cloudy and cooler, 30% chance for late day snow and rain at a high of 34 degrees. Now mostly cloudy, north wind at 15 miles per hour and 41 degrees. Stephen, 10 in the morning, a bill President Trump signed toward the end of 2019 could impact your savings for retirement.
Saving you money, I'm Linda Bell with the Fox Business Network. The Secure Act, signed by President Trump at the end of last year, could affect your retirement in a number of ways. Nick Folks, lead advisor with Great Waters Financial, says the age limit has increased for traditional IRA contributions.
So even if you're over the age of what will now be 72 because of that change, you can continue to add to your IRA accounts even if, as long as you're still working.
He says the required minimum distribution age for retirement accounts has also climbed from 70 and a half to 72.
It allows you a greater window of time from age 59 and a half till now age 72 to really maximize your tax planning.
Volk says another key change is the elimination of the stretch IRA.
For most people receiving it, it's a 10-year payout now, which means that the total balance of the account has to be paid out and pay its taxes within a 10-year time frame.
Saving you money, I'm Linda Bell, Fox News.
Well, he did say he was working to become financially independent after all. Burger King branches in both the U.S. and Argentina have jokingly offered to give Prince Harry a position at their restaurants after he and Duchess Meghan announced their intentions to step back as senior members of the royal family.
Burger Prince.
Yeah. However, both Burger King branches stopped just short of outright offering Harry the title Burger King. That probably wouldn't be good. I thought they'd have a little fun there.
Well, yeah.
Did you see Prince Harry with one of those little crowns on his head and a little name tag?
My name is Harry.
Okay. Stocks struggled to hold on to meager gains on Wall Street Tuesday as investors parsed the latest indications on trade relations between the U.S. and China, as well as the first wave of quarterly earnings reports from big companies. Traders were spooked by a report that U.S. tariffs would remain in place on Chinese goods even after a preliminary deal is signed today. The Dow edged up 32 points. The S&P fell 4 points. And NASDAQ lost 22 points. Computer security experts are urging individuals and organizations to fix a major Windows 10 security flaw that the National Security Agency has discovered. The flaw could let hackers intercept seemingly secure communications.
Not great.
Rather than exploit the flaw for its own needs, the intelligence agency tipped off Microsoft so it can fix the system for everyone. Microsoft says it hasn't seen any evidence that hackers have used the technique. A free fix has been issued. So apparently they're updating even as we speak, silently being updated. 7:50 now, Stephen Ted here on KNSS. Plans for Wichita's East Riverfront. Editor Bill Roy with us this morning. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, Stephen Ted. Yeah, I know you guys were talking about this a little bit earlier. The Riverfront Legacy Master Plan Group has submitted its proposal for the development of the east bank of the Ark River downtown. It includes new convention and performing arts centers, green space near the river, and it would be paid for using a sales tax increase. It even includes a grocery store. While the design group has made its proposal, the community still needs to decide what it wants. The plan will go to the Wichita City Council and the Sedgwick County Commission. Kansas Department of Labor has created a new web page to help laid-off workers. It's designed to be a one-stop shop for information and resources for Wichita workers laid off in the aerospace industry. It's called the Aviation Worker Response Page. Labor Secretary Delia Garcia says Governor Kelly has directed her to continue to add resources to the page as they become available. And Spirit AeroSystems has asked the Machinist Union to extend its current work contract. The deal would be extended rather than begin negotiations for a new agreement this year. Union represents more than 8,000 workers at Spirit. It entered into the current deal in 2010. Members will vote to consider Spirit's proposal. Local breaking business news every day on KNSS and at WichitaBusinessJournal.com. For the Wichita Business Journal, I'm Bill Roy.
So, Bill, this thing's been going on now for, what, several months with organizations and some very organized people who are taking, in my opinion, a really kind of a scientific, objective look at this. And these groups get together and very, you know, organized, you know, like businesses, okay? And then you've got another group that says Save Century 2 that's out there on the other side. And I'm wondering, this has been kind of going back and forth. I'm wondering if we're just in the first stages of what could be a real big cultural war in Wichita, or will they come to some agreement?
Yeah, I think so. Obviously, the Legacy Master Plan plan that's submitted says get rid of Century 2. So we'll say, you know, there are lots of things that happen. You've got the petition that is going around to have it put to a public vote.
Right.
You've got the city council and county commission who will have to also consider the plan. And, you know, I think this plan could be modified later.
Could be, yeah.
You know, and Ted, still to be decided.
Ted brought up something because we're just renewing. We're doing like a renewal process for that area. And Ted brought up something a while ago. How was Century 2 originally financed? And I said I don't know for sure, but I think there was quite a bit of federal money involved in that in the library when they built them in the early 60s.
The urban renewal?
That could be. Of course, it was 50 years ago.
Yeah.
I don't think you had all the different funding mechanisms that you have in place now.
Right.
Like our IRBs and things like that. It may have been just a capital improvement project that the city said, okay, we're going to raise your taxes a little bit to pay for this.
I confess to you that I was just a little shaver at the time, and I wasn't paying that much attention to the renewal of the downtown area as I was in, you know, learning how to hit a baseball and doing all that
stuff.
And, you know.
Exactly.
Okay.
Yeah.
But anyway, it's going to be interesting. And
there was a group of people Save the Forum. They were
angry.
Save the Forum. I'm sure
that's
they were
exactly
angry.
Right.
I got to tell you, I was in the Forum, I think, one time for a basketball game. Whew, man, you talk about something from the Middle Ages.
well, it was built before World War I.
Yeah,
right.
It was old and kind of crummy, so they needed something new. Now, I'm old enough to remember the Forum, but I don't know, can't remember how they financed Century 2. We'll get an email, something from somebody.
It was a Fed.
Or Bill, you might want to look into that. Might be a really interesting story for you guys
That's
in the
true.
Business
yeah.
Journal.
How did they fund that? Yeah.
Okay, today is National Hat Day. Hats have been worn as uniforms, fashion accessories, and protective gear. The hat actually goes back to 3300 BCE.
Are you just reading the email that Jack Kellogg sent you?
Well, I've got an email. It says, if you want to know about hats, talk to Jack Kellogg.
Oh, okay. That makes sense.
he knows a lot about hats.
He sure does.
You know, I've got pictures of me when I was like 3 or 4 years old, and I had this really crummy old fedora that I got someplace, and I apparently wore it constantly, even wore it to bed.
Was it your dad's?
I don't know where it came from.
Okay.
It's just, you know,
did you have a little briefcase you carried around too, a little tie that you wore?
No. I was going to be a cowboy when I grew up. Okay.
Ooh. Oh, I see.
Yeah.
Okay.
Ride horses and sing songs and have a lariat and all that. But I've got a couple of three hats from Hat Man Jack. And of course, I got ball caps, baseball caps. I don't Bill. Right. I don't Bill. Bill doesn't wear hats. Do you, Bill? Very often.
Oh, I'll wear ball caps and things like that. Cowboy hat every once in
sombrero.
A while.
Sombrero.
A couple of cowboy hats.
Big,
rather large sombrero.
Mexican sombrero.
And remember those wicker hats that were very popular in the 60s.
No.
You know, the kind of goofy ones that were in the Elvis and bikini movies.
Yeah, okay, you got one of those?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, you probably looked like just like Soupy Sales there. All right. National Hat Day. All right, guys, thank you. 7:56. Stay with Steve and Ted in the 8 o'clock hour on KNSS. We got the latest on the impeachment trial preparations. Ted's got sports coming up.
Yeah, we'll take a look at a lot of basketball action, including the Shocks on the road tonight. We'll hit that in sports.
And entertainment news on the way, Ted.
Yeah, we've got a good edition of entertainment news coming up at 8:35 this morning. Don't miss that.
And traffic and weather all in the 8 o'clock hour with Steve and Ted on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh.